taking some time to settle into the posture. Letting the eyes close. Just connecting to this experience of the body right now. What is it to be upright and alert? What is it to be balanced, centered? Practice of awareness is a profoundly respectful practice. What is it to embody that sense of respect for ourselves? Taking a moment to simply notice any places in the body where there may be tension. Some kind of extra tension or tightness. Many ways the body is a manifestation of the mind. And we can know our minds more through this simple practice of attending to the sensations of the body. While the thoughts in our mind may be about the future, the past, the sensations of the body are happening now. from within this framework of the body, allowing sensations of the breath to come into awareness. May notice the breath at the belly, the chest. You might notice the flow of air at the nostrils. Or maybe whole body breathing. This breath and body work so hard for us. Breath is not something we have to figure out, control, improve. To simply meet the breath. Meet the sensations of the body exactly as they are. this empty house, with all the doors and windows open. Sounds will come and go. Thoughts will come and go. Images, feelings, not a problem. Each moment of experience so fleeting, also complete. As we learn to allow the breath just as it is, we're learning to welcome all of who we are. just sitting with whatever emotions are present. Seeing if there's some place that those feelings, those emotions are present in the body. Just bringing awareness to those parts of the body. So this kind, compassionate awareness. Seeing if you can connect to whatever sense of ease and well-being may be available right now. Relaxing the body supports calming the mind. With each breath, a soft, relaxed mind, we can meet ourselves and honor this deep wish to know ourselves, offering the profound kindness of leaving ourselves alone. Letting things be just as they are. maybe more than any retreat center or meditation hall or temple. The primary place for practice is our bodies. You know, we practice with our body, through our body, we awaken to the body. And it's not so much our ideas about the body, or our thoughts about the body, but our direct experience. You know, directly feeling the body from the inside. This is very useful in Dharma practice because wherever our mind is, the body is always here. The body is always present. So we can use the body as an anchor, or some kind of connection to the present moment. One of the most helpful, very short pieces of advice I got on my first retreat was, don't do anything that takes the mind out of the body. You know, so just keeping this connection, staying with the body as we sit, as we walk. And this mind-body connection is so mysterious and so deep. I think it was Aristotle who said something like, a vivid imagination compels the whole body to obey it. A vivid imagination compels the whole body to obey it. And I'm sure we've all noticed this, you know, in sitting, if you think, so if I think about something that maybe gets me upset, the body has a response. The body starts to act it out as if it's happening. If I think about something that is embarrassing, I could blush. You know, the body responds. So the body responds to our thoughts. It responds to our emotions. It responds to our perceptions. Whether or not those perceptions are accurate, whether or not those thoughts are helpful or true, but the body is responding. So, in some ways, to know the mind, we give attention to the body. In this simple practice of attending to the experience of the body, we can begin to notice what's happening in the mind. Some people believe, or some people say, that every experience and every sort of emotion is somehow encoded in the body, somehow manifested in the body. So, especially when working with difficult thoughts, difficult emotions, it's very, very helpful to drop into the body, to get out of the story, you know, that might be connected to the emotion, and to simply feel it, simply feel the pain, simply feel the joy. And then the practice is giving mindfulness, giving care to whatever part of the body is involved, and seeing how that changes, and seeing how that affects our thoughts. So, yesterday I talked about this practice of just sitting. It's more like an attitude, or an intention, or a approach to practice, where we are completely leaving things as they are. You know, completely allowing ourselves to be as we are. And the proposition is that maybe this is the most compassionate thing. This is the most helpful thing. This is the most profound thing we can offer ourselves, rather than our ideas about what we think we should do, how we think we need to improve or tinker, or this radical letting things be, and with a softness to it. And within that, so within that container of just sitting, we will have the experience of body. We will have the experience of breath. But to meet the body, to meet the breath in that way, you know, may have a different flavor than a sort of, you know, yanking it back. You know, you're thinking, yank it back, and yank it back. So something to explore, you know. In Zen practice, there is a special emphasis on the body, especially posture. You know, as Brian was saying, for Dogen, this particular teacher, to sit in this way and to embody this upright posture is the practice. It's not like that's getting us ready for the practice and then we kind of do our thing. It's like, no, that's the practice. And then, so in the sittings, we keep coming back to the posture. We keep coming back to the body. It's like our touchstone. And then this final thought about in whatever way we're practicing, whatever we're doing, to keep this spirit of kindness for ourselves. You know, it takes a lot of patience, a lot of courage to do this practice. You know, and it's not easy. And almost like if it were easy, maybe it wouldn't be worth your time to be here, to be doing this, you know, to be challenged in some way, to be stretched in some way, to be a bit pulled outside of what's comfortable. It means something's happening. So with whatever challenges, whatever difficulties, just meeting it with softness, meeting it with kindness. And so that's the spirit of just sitting. It's this absolutely allowing everything to be as it is, and for ourselves to be as we are, with our difficulties, with our problems. So it's like our problems disappear, but they don't go away. They disappear into ourselves. They disappear into our life. We're no longer separating. We're no longer resisting. And then it's not a problem anymore, you know? It's just us. So when I talked about yesterday, becoming sensitive to where we're struggling. Wherever there's some sense of struggle in the practice is a sign, maybe, that something's being resisted. Something's not being open to. If I'm struggling with boredom or restlessness or a kind of monkey mind, maybe the suffering is more in the resistance to it. That idea of it should be otherwise. I shouldn't be so restless, or I shouldn't be so angry, or my mind shouldn't be so busy and scattered. Why not? You know? It's just an idea. And so the practice of just sitting the same as the practice of mindfulness, vipassana, is to meet what's happening exactly as it is. And so to be kind with our restlessness, to be kind with our anger. And that is what allows transformation. You know, that willingness, that open-heartedness, that softness is what actually allows something to deeply settle, deeply open. So I wish you a very nice day of practice. I'm ending a little bit early because we're starting our practice interviews at 9:30. And so if you're meeting with Brian, it's in room 1, which is just off the main community room. And room 100 is sort of around the corner. And if there's anyone here who hasn't signed up yet for a practice discussion time, please do. There are still slots today and tomorrow. So you'll just sign up once, either for today or tomorrow. And okay. Thank you.